Sure. The biggest thing we've got going on is our preschool program has been up and running now for about a month, and we are getting ready to open an infant and toddler care program. So soon we'll be able to take care of kids from birth all the way through school age.
And that, of course, is for convenience, sadly, for a lot of families. It is unfortunate to a certain degree that both parents in today and age got to be out there in the workforce as best they can, and this kind of provides a little service, a little peace of mind for them.
It does. We have some really highly qualified people, and they are ready to not only take care of the little ones, but also to add to their development.
What does that consist of? What are you going to be doing with the kids when you have them?
Sure. Well, we'll be keeping them safe, first and foremost. We'll be taking care of their basic needs, feeding and napping and diapering. But it's important that caregivers are aware of appropriate developmental milestones and that they are doing things and interacting with the kids in a way that promotes those developments.
Now, the preschool stuff's been going for a little while. How's that been going? I know that anytime you undertake an endeavor like that, you're thinking to yourself, okay, we're here. The doors are open. Is anyone coming in? They have.
We're actually doing really well. We're not quite full. We're looking for a few more preschool age kids with a variety of scheduling options. But the kids that are there are active. They're engaged. They've been doing a lot of really neat things within the building and within the community.
What are some of the other things that are on the docket that you've got for kids at the Y?
Well, we're also promoting our after-school program. In October, there's a national event called Lights On After School, and it's a day designed to bring attention to after-school programs and the important role that they play in caring for kids. We are actually celebrating Lights On After School November 5th by offering a free after-school programming day for all the kids in Marquette County. So they can come, try it out, see what we do there, and see how much fun it is for free.
And that kind of combats the whole latchkey kids that we grew up with, at least old guys like us did, you know, when both parents, it was new for both parents to really be working, and the after-school programs have come a long, long way since those days.
Absolutely. You know, your kids can go home, they can play video games, they can make their own snack of some sort, and they can hang out, or they can go to an after-school program where they can interact with other kids, they can enhance what they're learning at school, and they can do some real hands-on learning.
So what else is happening at the Y for kids to take part in here in the near future?
Well, we're coming up on a pretty important kid holiday, Halloween. And every year, the Y has Halloween at the Y. This year, it will be on Halloween, and it's from 11 o'clock in the morning until 1 p.m. There will be crafts and games and food. The kids come in their costumes. It's free for Y members, $2 for non-members, so pretty reasonable.
That's a great way to start off a fun day.
I was going
to
say, because Halloween this year being a Saturday in particular, it's a good start to it. What do you got planned for them?
Well, we're really lucky because we have a sponsorship from Henrik & Associates Insurance Agency, and they are helping us out so we can do music and a lot of hands-on activities, a lot of games. They can come. It's a really safe place to be. Their parents can come. Great family day.
What else we got going on? There's always, like, things in the offing here. You talk about Halloween, and you're still looking for kids to be a part of things over at the old Vandenboom School, which is now the lengthy title, which I don't remember what it is already. But, I mean, there's constantly movement and constantly planning. That's
there
really the key.
Right now, in getting those infant and toddler rooms ready, we have to do a little bit of demolition and construction because the building is built for school, obviously not for infants. So right now, things are pretty tore apart. But in another 3 or 4 days, we're hoping to start building those rooms up. We're looking for donations of infant and toddler items, toys, blankets, crib sheets, things like that, to supply those rooms, because you know how expensive babies are. Multiply that by 20. That's a pretty high cost.
Now, the other side of the coin, too, and I want to bring this up because it bears mentioning, especially for the new parents. You know, you have the newborn, you have the very, very young child, and now you're taking that very young, precious thing and you're handing it off to somebody else. Talk about the caregivers here a little bit, because they do go through rigorous training, screening, I mean, you're not just handing it off to just anybody here.
No, you're not handing it off to somebody who doesn't know anything about kids. We're looking to staff these rooms with people with early childhood degrees or early childhood backgrounds. They all have to have training in infant sleep practices, infant caregiving. We also, the Y always teaches CPR, first aid training to all of its staff. Everyone in the building is CPR trained. In addition, there are only a limited number of caregivers that an infant is allowed to have during a week. They can only have a maximum of 4 caregivers in a week, which means we staff those rooms so there's a lot of consistency in caregiver. You're going to see the same people every day when you drop your kids off and pick them up.
And if mom and dad want to see what's going on, by all means, please.
Absolutely. We're open from 6:30 in the morning to 6:30 at night, and they're welcome to come anytime and walk through the building and see what's happening.
For those that want to get their kids involved, they want to find out more, what is the process?
They can call the Y, 226-9622. They can call the center directly, 273-1121. There's also a good deal of information on the YMCA website, www.ymcamqt.org.